Blog Talk Radio.
You know what day it is? It's Tuesday and it's 9 p.m. And that means it's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady. And if this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual, freaky good time. V's After Dark is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that is pleasurable. Check us out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Ooh, tonight's show topic. This one. Let me stop. Ooh. Ooh, I apologize. Tonight's show topic. The way we dress in public. And, this came from, you guys know I'm always talking about my personal experiences. I was out doing some running around this weekend and walked into a party store and was making my purchase. And a young lady walked in and I kind of glanced over. And the way she was dressed, if my daughter walked out the house looking like that, I beat her ass, period. Ladies, we have got to watch what we wear. Freedom of speech and freedom to do what we want to is cool, but it took all my strength not to walk up to her and ask her what was going on. And the reason why I say that, I'm a mother. I'm a mother. I'm a daughter. I'm a girlfriend. I'm a best friend. And the one thing I can say is that regardless of what's going on, you have to be able to look in the mirror, be it that you're a friend, a mother, or a daughter, and say, I will wear this to work. And when I say work, I don't mean at a evening. Oh, my God. Good evening, Don Calypso. It hit me hard because the guy at the store, I kind of glanced over and I was like, what the? And it was something that I really, you know, I want to have a really big discussion about this, you know, because it hit a nerve. And you guys know that I think that a lot of times we don't think about what we wear. We think, oh, we could wear whatever we want and F everybody. Sorry, that ain't how it goes. But tonight, if time permits, I'm going to go to our segment, Ask Miss V. You guys know what that is. That's where I answer your questions. And that's if we have time after the interview. You guys know how I love to talk to my guests and get up into their business. And if you ever have a question, you can send your questions to askmissv@thetoylady.com. That's askmsv at thetoylady.com. Tonight, my guest is adult film star Destiny Dream. She's going to be calling in to answer a few of my questions. And, you know, we're going to sit back, chit-chat, have a girl's talk. And, you know, I'm taking her to the V-spot. I love taking people to the V-spot. For those of you who are first-time listeners and you don't know what the V-spot is, that is where I'm totally uncensored, unfiltered, and you never know what the hell is going to come out of my mouth. But before I talk to Destiny, I really got to talk about tonight's topic. You know, about wearing stuff in public, you know, but if you want to stay on top of everything that's going on with me, got to get that shameless plug in. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. Or like the Facebook page, V's After Dark Pleasure Products. This week, as in every week, I'll be doing that live toy demo. And this week's demo is the Wand Essentials Rabbit Attachment. Now, for those of you who don't know about the rabbit attachment, this is the attachment that we're, the attachment for the wand. And it's featured on the homepage for $25. So sit back, listen, and make sure you call in with your questions to 646-716-8041. Tonight's topic, what the hell are we wearing? Seriously. Got to stay on top of it because it's crazy. And, you know, everybody isn't going to be an adult film star. Everybody is not going to be a radio host. Everybody is not going to get a cushy job sitting behind a computer working out of their homes. A great deal of people are going to have to get up and walk out that front door, go to a 9-to-5, and you got to be able to present yourself. And, you know, if you can't look in the mirror and say, I can wear this to a job, and I don't care what anybody thinks, this is still the real world. Corporate America, people, okay? Okay, Don Calypso. For those of you who don't know, the chat room, I forgot to say the chat room is open. So I have the chat room open so I get a chance to see all the craziness that my listeners be typing and posting. And and there is a baby that is loving her Samsung Galaxy 4 right now. I ain't mad at her. You know what? I think everybody needs a phone. But back to what I was saying. You know, when you walk out the house and this, I'm going to be honest, ladies, if you're a parent, parenting, you know, stop your child. Now, once she turns 21 or 18 or you ain't no longer paying no bills, you know, she wants to go dress like that and she's okay with being a broke bitch, then you let her go on and do it. But I'm telling you, watch what you're wearing in public. Watch what you walk out the house in, because you know what? I don't care what anybody says, there are consequences to pay. Consequences to pay for what you wear. And if you're not a hoe, but you don't want people thinking you a hoe, then don't walk out the house looking like a damn hoe, period. I'm just going to say how it is and the way it is. You have to understand that you cannot just say, I'm going to do what the hell I want to because I own these clothes. There is a place and time for what the hell is in your closet. And I will tell you, the place and time is not a Monday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Seriously. You know, if you work in a bar and this is your attire, cool. But when you walk into some place, you've got to be able to. When I walk out the house and I am Miss V, guess what? I do not walk out my front door with my boobies hanging out and my ass showing. Now, you will see me a lot of places as Miss V with the boobs and the ass and all that, but this is my persona. This is my image. But guess what? When I walk out that front door, the whole damn world does not know that this is what I do. Because I have to stop at stores. I have to stop at gas stations. I have to make stops before I go to wherever I'm going. That's why there are dressing rooms and places to change when you go to events. I can tell you firsthand, ladies, I know if you work in a topless bar, they have dressing rooms. Wait till you get to work to change. You do not have to walk out the house looking like that. Because the first thing you say, I don't know why somebody touched me. I don't know why somebody made the comment. Guess what? You still have to think about your appearances. And like I said, you got to be able to understand that what you wear has a reflection on you. You know, if your image is this, understand. But when I walk out the front door, 9 times out of 10, unless people live in the area that I live in and know what I do, they don't know I'm Miss V. They find out I'm Miss V if they walk into a club and somebody say, hey, Miss V is in the club. And, you know, I'm like, hey, what's going on? And they be like, wow. You know, and then I'm still not walking around with the boobies hanging out. You know, and I love my boobies. I love my boobies. I love my ass. I love my legs. But there's a time and a place for that. You know, everybody knows that I work with my daughter. And, you know, she is beautiful. But she does not walk out the house looking like Tatted Beauty. She doesn't walk out with everything hanging out. When we walk out and we go to an event, we walk out in our regular clothes. We have dressing rooms. We wait till we get there and we change. But I can tell you, wow, and this is in my chat room. And this came from Don Calypso, and this is from a man. So for anybody who thinks this is just me being judgmental, I'm not being judgmental. And he says, don't go out dressed like a hoe and go walk in an area where you know that the Pokey is at, Ray Ray, Daquan, and the Shantivas hang out and expect those idiots not to try to grope them. And what that means is that, okay, ladies, if you know that, you know, it's certain guys who just think that they can touch us. And I'm going to tell you, men, when you see me as Miss V, if I'm out of it, don't think just because you see Miss V that you could just grab my ass without my permission. You know, if we're not taking a picture, you don't have permission to walk up and grab that. You don't have permission to walk up and touch them. I don't care how much you see me in public. But definitely, you know, you've got to understand there are boundaries. Give me a second, you guys. I'm going to do a brief song. I've got to take a question. I'm going to take a question. I got to answer something real quick. I'm going to play my song that I, you know, my little... As a matter of fact, you know what? Y'all listen to this because all I need is a few seconds, okay?
Atlanta, are you ready to learn the art of foreplay? Sunday, September 15th for one day only. Miss V, the toy lady, will be at the Courtyard Hotel, downtown Atlanta, to teach you the art of foreplay without sex. Each attendee will receive a free gift and a chance to win a one-day VIP pass to Exotica in Edison, New Jersey, October 4th through the 6th. Tickets are available at thetoylady.com. /events. That's thetoylady.com. Space is limited to 50 people, so reserve your spot today.
Okay, had to get the shameless plug in. Okay, I want to take this call real quick because, see, I know that people want to correct me, and you know I got to apologize. Okay. Hey, caller, what's going on? You're on the air. Hey, baby, how you doing? I know who this is. What's up, Stacey?
How you doing, Stella?
What's up? So, you want to correct me on them names?
Sir, I'm doing fine, sir.
I'm sorry?
No, you're supposed to say, sir, I'm doing fine, sir.
You know what, sweetie? I work for a living, and you know what? I'm not calling nobody, sir. I ain't did that shit in years. Don't go there.
Hey.
You trying to make me go there? You want me to snap?
When I'm on the line, I'm the captain. You're the infant. Well, first of all, but I was going to say the names, you got them wrong. It's Pookie, Ray Ray, and Dayquil, and Shantavious. Yeah. You know, they usually hang around the corner, and, you know, they got no respect. So that's who I'm talking about. Yeah, those people. Those are the type of people who have no respect. You know, you know they're uncivilized. You know they're going to try to grab someone when they're not supposed to. So, and not justifying their behavior, but, you know, if you're going to go dress like that around Pookie, Ray Ray, and Dick, well, don't be surprised if they try to grab. Now, if they had any sense and you're in your Navy dress uniform, they're supposed to salute. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah,
and that's
really
me in the background there.
My baby's trying to eat up the phone.
Yeah, they were just trying to biting him. I'm like, don't bite your mother's phone, but you know, kids. Anyway, that's all
yes.
I have to say. Pookie,
okay,
Ray Ray, and Dick Will.
Okay, and for those of y'all who understand, this is Don Calypso. He is one of my loyal listeners, one of my big fans, and, you know, he's normally in the chat room because he got his little mini-me who loves to just be all up in the business, so he listens in, and he's up in the chat room. So if you guys hear me laughing, this is my loyal listener. He's always giving me shouts out on Facebook and everything and giving him props. You going to come to Atlanta to see me, baby? You know, you can make that drive. It's on a Sunday.
No way in hell anybody with a sane mind would make the drive from Philadelphia to Atlanta. I mean, you were crazy enough to drive from Detroit to AC, but you're crazy. It's a known fact.
Well,
I'm crazy. I'm not that crazy.
But I'll be in Edison in October, so you can make that
your
drive.
Your boy Joseph Tanner, I think Joseph Tanner would love to travel to see you. I see him in the chat room there.
Hey, I love my chat room. Hey, Joseph. Yes, I'm going to be answering your guys' questions. But, did you love my commercial? Because, you know, we're going to have fun. I love teaching. I love teaching. Nothing is better than teaching people about sex, especially people
except who
don't
if you have a bad student that won't learn. I would go Chris Brown and Ike Turner on someone. If I'm trying to teach them something and they refuse to learn,
if they come and they don't take what I teach them to heart, I can't help that. You know, I'm just going to be honest. I can't. But it's a teaching seminar. I'm giving away a great gift. Everybody's getting a gift. So anybody who's listening, you got to come because I'm giving away a gift.
All right, Uncle Junior.
And on top of that, I'm giving away one ticket to Exotica, New Jersey. So everybody who walks in, for those of y'all, this is my shameless plug. But everybody who walks in, and you got to pay for the event. This is not a free event. But when you walk in, you'll get a ticket. You got to stay to the end. You know, this is not going to be a fill it out and I'll go on and take my butt out. You got to stay to the end. I'm going to draw, and one person, that one lucky person, will get a VIP ticket to Exotica in October. So
when you say gift, I have the image. You go like, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car, and a whole bunch of Ford Focus is outside in the parking lot or something.
Well, you know what? It won't be a Ford Focus, but everybody will be happy that night. So for anybody who knows me, I am a toy lady. So
they'll focus,
they
but in a whole other way.
Yes, they go. You know what? They get to come the way I come. I'm just loving it. I love my guests. I love my listeners.
Ooh, that sounds good. Yeah, I want to see the video.
You know what? And we're telling people, anybody listening, you cannot videotape this event. There will be a camera going, and we will have snippets up on YouTube, just like we do when we do the Exotica things. But you cannot come in and hold up your camera and say, hey, I got Misty, you know. I will be putting people out. I'm lying. I'm serious. I see videotaping. I don't care what you pay to get in. Your money will not be refunded. Your butt will be put out of that seminar. You know, I'm dead serious on that.
I see the stock value of Jergens lotion and Vaseline going up from increased sales in the near future.
Joseph, oh, my God, baby, you are typing up a storm. You know what? I can't. You know, these are the fans that I love because when I got to sit here and read the books. Oh, and Joseph, I love your tweets on Twitter. I just... So don't think I'd be ignoring you. I see them, but I'd be trying to answer everybody, and this chat room has me going. Thank
well, that's
you,
good. Well, let me let you go because Mini-Me here is, she's kind of cranky and tired, and she's acting up. So, but I'll hang on as long as I can.
You know, I have to tell you congratulations on your new gig.
Thank you. She's not brand new. She's going to be a year and 3 months.
I'm not talking about the baby. I'm talking about your job. Remember?
Oh, the job. Oh yeah. It's been a little over a month, and I'm loving it, and it's all good. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, I haven't had a chance to talk to you, and I'm up in the chat room. You know, we've been talking about the real stuff. But, yes, congratulations. It's always good when somebody gets a new job. And I'm sure you dressed very appropriate for your interview also.
Oh, yeah, I look very sexy. My head was shaved. I had the goatee. I had the nice black suit.
Did you wear the G-string and the bow tie like the German nails?
No. No, but I put James Bond to shame.
Oh. And the family is so beautiful. So for those of
you
who don't know, this is Don Calypso. And, yes, my followers, you know, do have their – if I look at their page, you know, I see the families. So I kind of feel like I know people. It'd be like, hey, I get a chance to see the baby and the wife. So ain't no shame in nobody's game, but I'm going to put you back on hold because I know you got many me who wants to, like, get all up in everybody's business and, you know, keep on typing. You know, I love you guys.
Cool, cool, cool. Take care.
Okay, you too, sweetie. Oh, my God, I love my listeners. You know, I had so much fun. And thank you, Joseph, for talking about you love the way I laugh. And, Joseph, you know, I see you typing in. And one thing I could say, because I saw your answer and I understood what you were saying on Twitter. You know, and when I was talking about the way people dress, that's why I always come on the show and I address things like that, because it's very important, you know, for people to understand that, like I said, I own a business suit. You know, I own quite a few business suits. When, if I have to go to a business, I mean, I'm still the toilet lady, but I still have to conduct business. And when I have to sit down at a business meeting, when I'm dealing with other corporate people, guess what? I'm not walking in there with the breast that's just hanging out. You know, I'm walking in there very, very professional. You know, depending on the situation, I may have my hair pulled up in a bun, you know, pent up real nice and tight. I'm neat. I'm clean. You know, as they say, I'm professional because that's what I have to do. And that's what we all have to do. When Mini-Me goes out and she's going to different things, she's dressing very professional. That's what I taught her. When we go to Exotica, when we go to AVN, when we go to these different seminars, we are dressed as Mini-Me and Miss V. But when we have meetings to go to, we're conducting business. You know, and it's a big, big difference. So I tell everybody, you know, you gotta love. And all I can say is that, you know, mothers, teach your daughters. You know, everything starts at home. I have a great mother. And I could tell you, I grew up, my mother is a very petite woman, even at her age now, she's still petite. And I remember when my mom, you know, my mother, when my parents first started their business, my mother did a lot of business meetings. And my mother perfected wearing that pencil skirt with the A-line skirt, with the nice white blouse, with the blazer that went with it, and her 3.5-inch professional pumps. I learned that. I saw my mother walk out. She would walk with her small clutch, not these big gaudy bags. I don't understand. My mother always wore, she always carried a small purse when she went to business meetings. Even if she had a big purse in the car, she would walk in there with a small clutch that fit in her hand. And if she had business papers, she had a binder or a briefcase, but she never, ever walked out the house when she had a meeting to go to looking inappropriate. And I learned it from her. So, Mom, if you listen to this show, yes, I'm giving you your props because you are, like, so beautiful. I love my mom. And my mom, my aunt, my grandmother, my entire family. I had women who showed me how to dress, and I passed that on to my daughter and her friends and other people that I know. You know, do I push them up? Hell yeah. My job is the toy lady. I am Miss V, the toy lady. So when I walk into a seminar, yes, I will have on a skirt and my heels and a bustier. That's what I wear. But when I sit down at a business meeting, I'm not sitting there with a bustier on. When I walk to the gas station, I'm not pumping gas in a bustier. I'm not going to the corner store in a bustier. I'm not going to the grocery store in a bustier. I'm not going to a public park in a bustier. Period. And this is really, really a pet peeve of mine because people think that this shit is funny. They don't understand. And then all I hear is I can wear what the hell I want, so I'm a grown-ass woman. You're right. You're a grown-ass woman. But you know what, sweetheart? If you want to walk into any office, I don't care if you're walking into Microsoft, Google, CompuWare, Quicken Loans, you got to get your foot in the fucking door before you could get a damn job. And guess what? When you want to get your foot in the door, you should be dressed professional. I used to teach seminars on how to dress for interviews to young people all the time. So I'm speaking from experience. I spent 3 years telling people how to get a job, how to go to an interview, how to dress, I had many of people tell me, oh, no, I can't get rid of my nails. Baby, if you look like you don't need the job, you're not getting hired. If your weave is hanging down your back and it doesn't not look fresh and professional, you're not getting the job. If your nails are 6 inches long because you just went and got them done because you got to go to the club in a couple of days, you're not getting the job. These are things that they look at. And like I said, I spent 3 years teaching people how to get jobs. So I know what I'm talking about. I had plenty of young ladies come back and say, I took my tips off. I went because people were saying, why can't I get a job? I know how to do it. And then I look at them. I would take to these seminars. I would take one of my, I call it my little black dress. The one that, remember the ones that En Vogue used to wear? Them little short ones they did in that video? I would take one of those and I would take my business suit. And I would hold them up and I would say, which one you would wear? A lot of people would say they wanted to wear the little black dress. Fuck you. That's what you wear to the club. And I would explain to them, and then I would tell them how to conduct it, and I would do mock interviews. I would spend 2 days in a seminar teaching women how to dress. So believe me, I understand. And yes, Don Calypso knows I used to be in the Navy, so as they say, being in my crisp dress whites, and I was in before women wore the full sailor outfit, so we were in dress white uniforms and black skirts and dungarees, but when we wore our dress blues or our dress whites, believe me, we were crisp. We were A-line. And we weren't allowed, if we wore heels for our inspections, they weren't allowed to be over 2 inches high. We had to have our holes in order, no runs in them. Our nails couldn't be more than a quarter of an inch past the tip. Our hair couldn't be past our collar. Our makeup had to be just perfect if we chose to wear it. You normally did not wear makeup to an inspection just because you didn't want to get slammed. You made sure you had your cover on correctly, 2 inches from on your forehead, you know, everything. So maybe I'm a stickler, but I could tell you it's a good stickler to be. Because when I look like a hoe, believe me, I know what a hoe looks like. And I do it very well. But when I'm walking into a business meeting, I want you looking at my face, not my boobs. If I go to an interview, I want you looking at my face and hearing my skills or looking at my resume. That's all I'm saying, and I know I'm on this rant about this, but this shit is like crazy. It's one of the craziest things that's out there, and I don't understand why people think that they, just because it's in your closet or in your drawer, you can wear it. But now that I've had that, I'm having fun with my toy demo tonight. Oh, my God, I'm loving these attachments to the wand. I'm coming so much with these. You know, y'all know I had to take off, but But it's like so much fun. I love my toys. Oh, my God, I love my toys. And caller, I see you. If you want to come on air, all you got to do is push that number one, and you can be on the air with me. I've got Destiny Dream, and I got a chance to meet her in Atlantic City. And, oh, my God, she is so beautiful, and she is so nice. And you know, I love when my guests come on because anybody who knows, I don't do a regular interview. I always have like a girl's talk. But make sure you guys, if you're listening, if you're on Blog Talk, you could come into the chat room for free. But if you follow me on Blog Talk, you can just join for free and you could be chatting in the chat room. If you want to listen with no charge and be driving around because you can't take whatever with you, you can call 646-716-8041. And guess what? You could be live. You don't even have to, as long as you don't push that number one, I won't bring you in. And that's the beauty of it. And naturally, you could send questions to Ask Miss V. But I'm going to take my caller because I'm going to have so much fun tonight. I love Tuesdays. And yes, okay, you know I got to give my plug. I got a new energy drink. I'm testing these energy drinks because I'm into the all-natural ones. So this one got me going. But let me take this caller. Hey, guests. Welcome all my guests to the chat room. Okay, I love my phones when they don't want to pick up. Hey, caller, how you doing? You on the air live with Miss V. What's going on?
Hey there, Miss V. How you doing? Thanks for reading my messages in the chat room and on Twitter.
Hi, Joseph. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm all right. Wow, I got people wanting to ask all kind of questions. Because remember, in a few minutes, I got my guest coming on. Did you want to say something? Because I got to, like, put you on hold real quick, so I got to get my guest up in here.
I'm just saying thanks for bringing India on a while back. And thanks for letting me listen to your show. And if India is listening, congratulations on the internet release of her new book, too. Hope to read it when it comes out in bookstores everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait on that. And I know India's probably listening because she is such a great person. Are you going to stay around and listen for Destiny? Because, you know, I'm going to have fun with her tonight.
Yes, I am. I always love the fun you bring afterwards before going off the show.
Oh, do you get a? Do you come with me?
Yes.
Ooh, I like that. Well, sweetie, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to take this other caller, but keep listening because, you know, I'm always – you never know what's going to come out of my mouth. But I love you, and like I said, I do see your tweets. I just don't always get a chance to answer them. But thank you for being such a loyal follower because I love my fans.
You're welcome.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Ms. V. What's going on?
Hey, this is Destiny Dream Triple X.
Hey, Destiny, what's up, baby? What's going on? Now, you know, I got to give you a proper introduction because, you know, I've been running my mouth so much that I didn't scream my calls. That's why
I'm listening.
For all of you guys, this is Miss Destiny Dream. Now, for any of y'all who know how I am, y'all know, you know, I got to give her a proper introduction. You know, if you've never met her, the best personality, but you know what she got? She got an ass, a real one, not that implanted shit. She got a real ass.
It's homegrown. I made it myself.
So for those of y'all who think that, you know, I'm being honest, you know, I just didn't grab it because, you know, I got to be real professional when I'm at the events, but she would have let me grab it, but, you know, but... How you doing tonight, baby? And thank you for coming on the show.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm feeling a little frisky tonight, but that's another story.
Ooh, we're going to have fun then. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, tell my listeners about yourself because, you know, for anybody who doesn't know you, let them know who you are.
Well, I'm Destiny Dream. I've been featured on West Coast Production, Black Ice, Reality Kings, you know, and I actually have my own energy drink and my own website and my own loop I just came out last week with.
And I've been following, I was like, wow, you know, everybody got energy drinks. So I'm like, I was like, wow, you know, because at first I was like, wait a minute. And I had to go back. I was like, okay, different energy drink. But I got a question for you. Because,
yes,
you know, you have been in the industry not that long, but as soon as you got in the industry, you got, like, nominated for all these awards. How'd that feel, girl? Because, you know, coming up as a, you know, normally a newbie, like, take at least a year to get some type of nomination. Shit, your ass came on scene and was like, boom, I'm a bitch. Fuck y'all. So,
I got excited. Me getting nominated for a Rising Porn Star and Porn Star of the Year. It just made me want to take it to the next level, let them know that it's real bitches doing real things other than sucking, fucking, and ducking them in the sun.
Tell me about it. And, you know, I'm just, you know what, I don't know why I write a script because I never follow my fucking questions. So, I guess
me neither.
I guess they just here for me to act like that I'm doing something. But, nah, you know, tell me about your website because I didn't get a chance. You know what? Since I see you guys in person so much, it's hard for me to try to look at you guys on film. And for everybody who said, I'm a big freak, you're right, I'm a big freak. But once I meet somebody, it's hard for me to go watch them fuck on screen. Don't ask me why. I just have that problem, you know. It's like, hey, I done met this person. Do I really want to see them fucking? That's kind of like watching your mom and dad fuck. I mean, I'm just
nasty like that. I want to see everybody do something. There ain't nothing that I say. I can meet a person and I could fuck them the next 30 minutes later.
Ooh, you could fuck them 30 minutes later?
Can
you watch myself? Damn.
I love watching myself, actually. The newest one that I'm watching is like LT and Nat Turner, my first anal scene.
Oh, Nat is so handsome, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me not go there. I'll be done. I came early, so I can't do that. You know I come at the end of my show, right?
Yeah. Ooh.
I do. I play with my toys.
Let me get my vibrator ready so we can come together.
Ooh, yeah, that would be great. We could come to, oh, girl. Okay, where do you currently call home?
I'm currently calling from Jersey.
Ah, so now I get to be curious. Are you going to be in Edison?
Of course, of course. I always got to come represent my home state.
Oh, so we'll see you there. That's going to be fun. I'm going to be fun. I'm going to have so much fun in Edison. So I had fun in Atlantic City, and I'm going to have fun in Edison. So, you know, I'm, like I said, I kind of go back and forth. Did you get a chance to hear my topic for the night? Because, see, I tell everybody, we're just going to have a girls' conversation. You know, fuck the damn script, because I hate fucking scripts.
Exactly. I can't stay on track.
So, you know, I didn't ask a few of the regular questions, but you know what I do want to know about? I do want to know about the Dream Life Collection. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, the Dream Life Collection is where I'm going to have my charms, I'm going to have my energy shot, my wet lube, and massage oil, and I'm going to have my shot glasses and my condoms and my legging line that's actually coming soon, and my also shoe line that's coming.
Damn, I guess I'm working. Now, is this going to be exclusive for you, or are other people going to be able to, are you going to have like a distribution system, or is this going to be bitch holding all to herself and ain't letting nobody else sell it?
Oh, no. One hand always feeds the other, but you just got to know what hand going to feed you the most. So I will be looking in of people helping me, but I want the right people.
Okay.
All the stores will have it.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, I'm like loving this shit. Woo! Okay. I'm on, like I said, now you know I got to ask for all the guys. As they say, some questions I have to ask because I know people want to know. Is a bitch single?
Hell no, I'm never single, but I'm always taking reservations.
Woo, that's my type of girl. Y'all hear it. She ain't never single. But is she ready to fuck? Yes.
You know?
Did I just reinterpret what you said? Did I just turn around and change everything you just said?
Oh, no, never. I'm always thinking about fucking, so it's actually good. I feel comfortable talking about sex than anything else.
Well, you know what? Tonight's topic, and something's always going on in my stupid-ass crazy personal life that makes me come on my show and talk about it. Now, you being in the adult industry, and I'm going to ask you this. When you walk out the house, do you look like you do porn every day? Or do you walk out the house looking like a regular person, and then when you get on set, you change your clothes?
Exactly. When I walk out the house, you won't be able to recognize me unless I'm talking about something. Well, as soon as I talk, you're going to realize I'm like, something ain't right with this bitch. She do something. But otherwise, look-wise, I can pass it.
Because tonight I'm talking about, I went to a party store, and like I tell everybody, when I walk out the front door, I don't look like I fucking sell toys, you know. I probably look like some, they probably say, oh, that bitch is going to her 9 to 5 or whatever, you know. Plus, I run, so I can't do it, but I was in a party store, and there was a young lady, and I'm using that term loosely out of respect. She was, you know, at the counter, and I was at the counter, and I glanced over. And when she left, I kind of, you know, looked at her like, what the fuck? And the gentleman behind the counter, I've been going to the store for years. And they was like, they looked at me, I was like, what? They was like, see, it's not just the men. Women look too. And I was like, yeah. I was like, what is her mama teaching her? Because she just looks so inappropriate. And, I mean, she looked like she was ready to go stand on somebody's street corner. And
oh, wow.
And I'm just looking like, what the fuck? You know, And I tell everybody, you know, this is the real world. Everybody doesn't do porn. Everybody doesn't have a radio show. Everybody doesn't have a cushy job at home, you know, behind a computer. 95% of the people got to get up off their ass and go punch a time clock. That's on the real. If you got to punch a time clock, why are you walking around looking like you a street corner hoe at 1 in the afternoon on a Wednesday?
Unless that's your job, then you can be as trashy as you want to be. But it's kind of funny, the girls that our job is like dancing, fucking, sucking, you know, doing porn. We don't actually like to dress like that. We like to blend in like a normal person, like we got a regular 9-to-5. No one we about to go suck this nigga dick. But we going to have a fucking nice skirt or a little nice little tie and khaki pants, like you'll never know.
Because I don't understand this. And what do you think about this? Because, see, you're the generation that I be trying to get through to, because you're in your 20s. And, you know, is it me or is it a lot of the young ladies in your generation just think that what the fuck they wear ain't nobody's business?
I'm going to be honest, yes, but I was raised old school, so I'm raised, you got to put some goddamn clothes on. As much as I like to walk around butt naked where everybody can see me, there's a time and place for everything. And that time and place is at Zotica, and when I'm doing my scenes or I'm doing feature dance, I can get as slutty as I want to. But when I'm going out on these streets being my regular self, I want to show niggas like, I can do more than look like a slut. I can actually look like a lady if I wanted to, but I choose to look like a slut.
And see, that's what I be telling people. You know, you got to look, watch how you walk out the house, you know. And, you know, like I said, I know you're in your 20s, you know. And, you know, I've seen you and you've seen me. And, I mean, when you in an area like Exotica, yes, our jobs are to have boobies and ass out. This is why I want to ask, do you motherfuckers really think that we're in, when I'm going running, do you think I'm running in 5-inch fucking heels and a goddamn bustier? Seriously. I mean.
Oh, my God. It's so many times when I'm regular and guys recognize who I am, why don't you got heels on? Why don't you have short skirts on? I'm like, dude, I can't wear that shit all the time. I'm like, it's time that I turn that person on, but I don't, tell you the truth, I don't like wearing heels. Only time I want to wear heels is when I'm about to get nasty.
Well, I wear heels all the time. 90% of the time I'm in heels, but I've been wearing heels since I was 13 years old. And part of the reason why I wear them is because for anybody who's listening, yes, I have short calf muscles, so where you guys are always like, damn, you're not, because people laugh at me because they're like, you always wear heels. I wear them. But I actually have short calf muscles, and the only way to change that is have surgery. I wasn't having surgery when I was younger, and I'm not having no damn surgery now to cut that damn thing to make it the like everybody else. Cause so when you guys see me, I walk on my toes, so I look like I'm always switching, which I am, but I'm not doing it intentionally. It's the way I walk. So I'm more comfortable in heels, but I tell people I wear them because when I wear flat shoes, if I wear them for too long, I'm not comfortable. But the average woman is not in 4, 5, 6-inch heels all day long. That's just not it, unless you have a situation like myself where it's actually a medical thing where you're not comfortable. But, you know, I want to have a girls talk with you because I want to know what made you get into the industry. You know, I don't think every little girl wakes up and says, I think I want to be a porn star. Did you wake up and say you want to be a porn star?
I woke up. And I was like, the doctor smacked my ass, and I'm like, yo, where the fuck my money at? Is something wrong? Something doesn't feel right here.
So you came out saying, bitch, give me my money. You just slapped me?
I was like, bitch, give me my money. Oh, mama, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you corrected yourself real early, like, oops. Looking at like goo goo gaga. my bad.
Hold on, wait a couple more years and then shit'll get real.
But seriously, you know, at what age did you really decide that, you know, hey, the adult industry is for me? Because it's not for everybody, and you know, even for, you're no longer considered a newbie. You know, you're almost like one of the veterans now. But
exactly.
What made you really get into it and then the longevity? Because, you know, you are one of the few, you know, who you're a East Coaster, and it's not a whole lot of chicks on the East Coast that actually do East and West Coast. You know, normally if you're a West Coast chick, most of the West Coast chicks are known all over, but the East Coast chicks are not normally known all over, you know. So, how, you know, being a East Coaster, you know, your home base is the East Coast, and you like I said, you're one of the few that's East and West Coast. You know, how, what would you give credit to your longevity in the industry? You know, because I've seen, shoot, since 2006, I've seen bitches come and go, you know, who haven't even made it 6 months, let alone time I'm making it, you know, 3, 4, 5 years.
Basically, I go where the paycheck at. Wherever's paying my bills, I'm going to go there. I'm not going to be taking East Coast, West Coast, South side, West side. I'm not gonna take anybody's side, because at the end of the day, nobody pays my bills but me. So I have to make sure that I'm out here doing what I gotta do, and money travel all over. So I'm trying to go everywhere.
Well, you know, and that's one of the great things. You know, it's always like, hey, what's going on? You know, how long have you been in the industry? You know, as they say, the typical interview is, okay, hi, I'm your host, and what's your name and all this? And I was like, I told your manager, I was like, listen, let her know. We're going to have a girls talk. Fuck this. I can't go by a script. I never can. You
exactly.
saw how crazy I was at Exotica. I don't know how to act. I don't.
It's
you know?
No fun if you got to go on a piece of paper. Once you go on a piece of paper, shit get confusing, because I could look at a piece of paper and still say what the fuck I want to say. Like, I wrote a list out and everything, but I didn't even keep track.
And you know what? I know my paper is just as a guideline, because there are, like, things that I always want to ask, you know, because there's some things I know people want to know, you know, and my job is to ask you guys what nobody else will ask you, or to ask
mm-hmm.
those questions that people are afraid to call in and ask, you know, but I tell people, you're always eavesdropping on my conversation, because, you know, I have a girl's talk. Or if I'm talking to a guy, then, you know, I'm talking about, you know, damn how, you know, different things. It's business, but it's a conversation. So, because I got a chance to talk to Flash Brown. Now, have you ever fucked him?
Say that one more again.
I was like, I got a chance to talk to Flash Brown. And I was saying, have you ever fucked him?
No, actually, I haven't got the chance to fuck him yet. But he's on my fuck list.
Because I got... Now, he has his own dildo, and I asked him, because the night that he came on my show, I used his dildo as my demo, and I had to ask him, I was like, is this thing really the size of your dick? Because if it is, him and fucking Prince apparently are running neck and neck, because this is a big-ass fucking, I'm serious, and it's heavy. I kid you not, this bitch comes in his own box and everything, and it's heavy as hell. And when I did it, I was like, fuck, I don't know if I could do a demo with this. And, you know, I think I can handle a dick. You know, I'll tell everybody, I don't think it's a dick that I really can't handle. But that was a big motherfucker for a dildo, and it was heavy as hell. I could have lifted weights. I could have got some muscles with it.
I don't know. When it's time, when they make that face and they make that look, you just know, get that pussy wet. It's going to be a rough fucking ride, but we're going to make it through.
But see, he used to be a ball player, so I kind of believe that really is, because I used to date a ball player. And every ball player that I've done, yeah, I've done a few ball players, people. I know y'all saying, what, bitch? Yes, I have. And I'm talking about the basketball players, for those of y'all who don't know what I mean. But the really tall ones, them motherfuckers got dicks. But you know what? The only thing I could do is ride that. Yes. I used to date a pro ball player. Oh, my God. And if he's listening to my show, yes, I'm with somebody else, but I do remember the dick. And all I could say was it was a fabulous ride. And he could eat a good pussy. Yes.
You just had to ride that bitch like a bicycle. Keep on pedaling.
You know what? I rode that bitch well. I rode that bitch a few times. And when I tell you, and it never got fucking soft. And even when it got soft, it was still hard as hell. So, yeah. And so I can only imagine if Flash Brown is like the ball player that I dated a few years ago before I got serious with my baby. But, you know, you know, I had to get that plug in before I get my ass beat. They be like, what happened to Miss V? Miss V got taken care of after that fucking interview talking shit. You know? You're like, really? You ain't tell me about him.
You left that one out.
Yeah, you know. But Flash Brown's dick, if his dick is really the size of that, and like I said, his bio talks about him being a ball player, girl, you in for a fucking ride. I mean,
tell you the truth, I haven't had the pleasure of really, like, being in contact. I probably saw a glimpse at it probably when I was drunk one night, but I never can remember.
Well, you know what? I can tell you. The closest I've gotten to it is this damn dildo, and like I said, that bitch is big. You know, that's the, I had to put that shit in the back of my closet, and I tell everybody, I normally keep my toys next to me, but that one is, like, put away.
Are you sure? Have you had Mo Johnson?
He got
you
his own dildo?
Oh, my God. Mo Johnson, you need to put that one away, too, because Mo Johnson is a motherfucker. That nigga is hung like the Twin Towers.
Oh, shit. See,
yes.
I need to get him on my damn show. You know, see, these are the folks. Mo, if you listen, come on my fucking show and then send me your fucking dildo so I can test this out. I'll let everybody know. If it's the real deal, okay, I'll let you know.
He's like, when I say he's in trouble afterwards,
but bitch will be in trouble afterwards, be like, okay, now you pulling out motherfucking dicks. Baby, I still love you, though.
You know, I just did it for the job.
I have to test the product, you know. How can I give good reviews on toys if I'm not using them?
You
know. Everybody. Why the hell do they think? That's why I'm a toy expert. That's why I'm an expert in this industry. Because not only am I the owner, I'm a client.
Say that.
As we go with the hair club for men plug. I'm not just the owner. I am a client. See? Well, you won't see what I'm doing, but you'll hear me come. Oh, and my chat room is like blowing up. I got shout out everybody in the chat room. I want to thank you guys. I know you listening because you know what? I hear y'all. I know y'all listening to Destiny. And I know y'all like, you bitches really do have a conversation. Yes, we do. I don't know how to fucking interview nobody. I don't know. Okay. But anybody who says that I don't know how to interview, you damn right. Consider this your late night girl chat. Because, see, this is where we talk about dick, pussy, fucking. Oh, speaking of dick and pussy, you know, when we going to see you again? Because, see, this is one of my questions. Because I'm always curious when I see a sexy-ass bitch. Are you bi, straight, or what?
I don't know what the fuck I am, okay? I like it any way I could get it. I'm a little cum whore. If I could do girl and girl, I do girl and girl. If I could do guy girl, I can do that too. Guy girl, I want it any way I can fucking get it. I'm a real fucking whore.
You know what? Now, see, it's a real bitch to come out and say she's a real whore. Now, see, I want y'all to understand, because, see, I want y'all to hear what she said. She didn't say ho. She said whore. The reason why she said whore, for you, all you who saying they're the same, they're not. See, a whore gets
exactly.
fucking paid.
Mm-hmm.
Whore is W-H-O-R-E. This is a bitch who gets paid more than I'll fucking see. Because bitch ain't, I haven't perfected the whore status yet. I'm a good bitch in the bed, but I haven't become no whore yet.
Oh, my God. Once you become a whore, ain't no going back. It's just keep going forward. It's like a track and trailer.
And for those of you who don't know the difference, see, a hoe is the bitch you see in the party store dressed like that. See, you know a hoe because a hoe goes out looking like a hoe. A whore, you will never know what she looks like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't mad at you. Like I said, maybe one day. Well, I can't say that because I'm in a very committed relationship, and I don't think he wants me to become a whore, you know.
It's all right. You can be a whore for him.
You know what? And you're damn right I am one, but you know what?
Because
as long
if you
as
don't
I,
be
as,
a whore, he's going to find another whore, and you ain't having that shit.
You know I'm not. But see, as long as I'm teaching sex seminars We good, because see, how many people can say you got a bitch who talks about sex all fucking day for a living? I got a great fucking job. I get to talk about sex. I get to talk about people who do sex. I could walk up to a person and say, here's my card. And they say, what do you do? I'm a radio host. What else you do? I sell toys. What else you do? I tell people how to fucking come. Like my seminar. I'm teaching one of my seminars. You know, I got to get this shameless plug in. I'm doing a seminar. And the seminar I'm doing is how to have a threesome without a third person. I'm having so much fun with this seminar, because for those of y'all, when I do a seminar, I'm not just speaking out the side of my neck. So I've been like practicing all this shit. My other half don't know. We getting ready to have a threesome this weekend. But we're going to do a DP this weekend. It's been a DP without a third person? Yes.
That's kind of hard.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm telling you, this is for these couples who don't want to bring another person into their bedroom. I'm telling you, you can have a DP without a third person. Oh, yeah, it can be done.
I want the real feeling, the real fucking right.
But you got to understand, you have people who are not comfortable with that. And for those people who are not comfortable with it, this is why I'm an educator, because I have to teach these people, you know, there are women who would love to have another woman suck their pussy, but guess what? The thought of they man fucking another bitch gets them sick. So they don't want her in there because, you know, in their mind they think, oh, well, he going to leave me with her. So I have a way for them to get their pussy sucked with their man there without having another bitch. Oh, I'm having fun. But you know what? I got a caller, and you want to take a question? Because I love when my callers call in.
Let's do it.
Okay. Hey, sweetie, you're on the air with Miss V and Destiny Dream. What's going on tonight?
Hey, what's up, ladies?
What's going on?
Not much. Here, just listening to y'all going off. It was good with y'all for tonight.
Do you have your radio on in the background? Because I hear like a feedback, so it's like a pause in our conversation.
Hold on, let me see. All right, can you hear me better?
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Because it almost seemed like you were trying to listen to us on the radio, and it's like, okay, when you do that, then it's a pause, and the conversation sounds kind of broken up.
And
so what's going on?
You. You sound good. My pussy wet.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it got to be, baby. Definitely.
So what's your question, sweetie?
Well, my question is with Destiny. I've been, peeping you for a while, especially from the beginning, from Destiny Dreams of Porn Star, But yeah, I've seen you with Melrose, with Mo. Chocolate Haze, all that stuff like that, I just want to know, when you was bringing out your first DVD, what was the feeling like? Were you excited for it, or were you, kind of nervous, about the acceptance of it?
When you
brought out your first DVD, Destiny Dreams of Porn Stars, were you excited about it, or were you kind of nervous?
I actually got excited, I got scared, I got nervous, I got wet. It was like a whole bunch of feelings at once.
Okay.
I was feeling a lot. I didn't know what to do with myself.
That's what's up. I like that. now, everybody's saying, everybody's talking about Exotica and everything like that, and I know more likely you probably won't be there. But what's the wildest thing that we should look forward for, for Exotica?
At Exotica, well, I know Exotica, I do everything. There's not one thing that you can't find me doing. Everything I do is crazy. Like, every day it's like I wake up and I'm at a whole new high. I want to see how far I could take my high.
Okay. It definitely sounds good.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take a brief break. You know, Destiny, don't go nowhere. Because we're going to take a break, you know. I got to do, like, my little intermission. You know, I got to pay some bills because we've hit that one-hour mark. But for everybody who's listening, and caller, if you want to stay on the air, let me do. Before we go to this little break, do you want to stay on the air? Because I know you probably got some more questions for Destiny.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely stay on the air.
Okay, what I'm going to do is we're going to take this break. I got to pay a couple of bills, but, you know, I got to get some people in the mood because, you know, we're coming to this last hour, so... I got to figure out, you know, how to get everybody in this fuck mode. So with that, I'm going to take us to a break. And everybody hold on. And you're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. My lips hurt.
Atlanta. Are you ready to learn the art of foreplay? Sunday, September 15th, for one day only, Miss V, the Toy Lady, will be at the Courtyard Hotel, downtown Atlanta, to teach you the art of foreplay without sex. Each attendee will receive a free gift and a chance to win a one-day VIP pass to Exotica in Edison, New Jersey, October 4th through the 6th. Tickets are available at thetoylady.com/events. That's thetoylady.com. Space is limited to 50 people, so reserve your spot today.
I want to welcome everyone back, and you're listening to V's After Dark, and I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady, and I've got my guest, the beautiful and sexy Destiny Dream, on. Oh my
Hi,
God.
How y'all doing?
Oh my God, if you guys didn't hear the first part of the show, we just been chilling. We've been having a good old conversation. You know, we dropped a couple of callers, but you know what? Callers, we're taking questions, and you can do this. I'm telling you that we're going to have fun tonight, but you know what? Now, Destiny, you know I got to get all up in the business. And like I said, you know, we're going to chill. You know, it's just me, you, and 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,000 people. But I do have a question that came out of the chat room. And wait a minute, I got to read this because Don Calypso know that I'm old and I can't always read. Oh, you know what? This is what one of the listeners in the chat room wants to know about your first anal scene.
Ooh, that was a motherfucking beast.
And she goes silent.
My first anal scene.
She over there fantasizing, you guys. This is what happened. She sat back and she thought about this shit, and she was like, damn, oh my God. And she went silent on us, but come on.
Telling
we know
you
fantasizing,
was...
but we... but they want to hear about it.
Tell you the truth, I was thinking about the guy that I was fucking the night before to open me up so I could be able to do the anal scene. And he was just humongous. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take it. I'm going to make it nasty for all my viewers.
Oh, my God. And see, this listener, and this is Don Calypso, you know, he broke it down. He was like, he didn't just want to know about your first anal scene. He wanted to know the first time you had anal in your private life. See, I told you, my listeners and my fans want, you know what? They just like me. They get all up in your damn business.
My first time I did anal, let's see, I was drunk as fuck. I was drunk as fuck, and the shit just slipped into my asshole, and I was like, oh, okay. Okay, I can take this. I squirted, and I was like, I was so amazed that I was watching it go in me. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe he got in that hole. And I'm just throwing it back on it. And I swear to God, the next day I woke up, I didn't remember anything. The guy told me I did anal, and I'm like, no, I didn't. I don't know how to do anal.
Wow. But see, you know what? Squirting is so much fun when you do anal, because it's like if you got the right person, your ass just be flowing. And you'd be like, where the fuck that shit come from? And it just keep going and going and going. It's like an endless river.
Yes, every time you want to see, you want to go an inch deeper, you just want to feel it inside you.
And do you do like, I'm getting ready to be nosy. Now, do you get up and you'll be like, uh-uh, just hold it there, sweetie? Because that shit hits that damn spot. I said, do you do like I do? Because it gets in, and I'd be like, just hold it. Because if I tell him to go hard, I'd be like, no, just fuck it. And when I say just fuck it, that means I'm getting ready. It's getting ready to be some wet everything.
In the pussy or the asshole?
In the ass.
Or the mouth. In the ass. Tell you the truth, when I first took it, they said I was talking, but I don't remember talking. I don't remember talking one bit. I just remember me in my head, okay, it's in your ass. It's in there. It's no coming out. It feels good. What the fuck's going on?
Did I just get wet? Oh, my God.
Well, Don Calypso in the chat room was asking, when you do anal, do you prefer that he bust in your ass or do you prefer that he pull out and shoot all over your ass?
Tell you truth, I haven't had the pleasure of someone coming in my ass hole, so I don't know. I can't really say which one I like more. Until I experience someone coming in my asshole and seeing what the fuck is my reaction.
Oh my God, the chat room just typed, she hasn't had anal cream pie yet, and there's like gasp.
Well, let's get better.
They are rolling in the chat room with this one, and Joseph is type of question. So, and you know, I meant to tell you, wow, he told me to get his heart attack pills now. Oh, I should have told you if you could have to get into the chat room because the chat room is so much fun. This is where the guests, if for everybody who's listening, if you're a guest in the chat room, the reason why you're seeing conversations but you can't type is because you actually have to get a Blog Talk account, but the accounts are free, you guys. And it's just like so much fun because this is where sometimes every now and then during the week I'll just pop in the chat room without having a show on. And, I mean, that's the beauty of it. Sometimes I'll go and I'll start a chat maybe an hour or so before the show depending on what's going on. And that's where you get a chance to, like, ask me questions and stuff. You never know what's going to happen because I don't always announce that I'm going to open up that chat room. But that's where, you know, as they say, that's the free zone. But, you know, yeah, I have fun up in my chat room. So, like, all the guests who are listening, I got about four guests who, like, can't type, but I bet they all got their lube out. I'm telling you. I'm willing to bet money. Because I'm telling you, when I come at the end of this show, because I got, like, my wand, tonight I'm doing always. Now, this one I do have to read because I have to remember what the name of some of these products are. Have you ever had the attachments to go onto the Hitachi?
No.
Oh, girl, I got to get you some of these. I've been trying the new attachments to go on the Hitachi. The one I used a few weeks ago made me fucking squirt. I had to call my man on the phone like, baby, I fucking squirted. Bad. It shocked me. Because I'm laying there and I'm, you know, I'm testing it out. I'm like, ooh. I'm like, damn. And the next thing you know, I'm like, oh, fuck. And wasn't nobody down there to lift that shit up. So, that, you know, that was kind of disappointing. I don't like squirting when, you know. Squirting is only fun with somebody else.
And then again, you leave the bed all wet and it's none of their scent in it.
I know. It wasn't, but I did let him know. Like, and he's like, do it again. I'm like, well, fuck, you ain't here, shit. You know? So, yeah, these new attachments with the wand. Oh, tonight I'm doing the rabbit attachment. And this rabbit, it's got the rabbit ears on it, but it's also got, like, a little dildo on it, and I've tried it before. I like this one because it hits my fucking clit just in the right spot. So I'm going to have fun because I've got this 7-speed wand. I love my 7-speed wand.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
What is that? It's like a massager.
The Hitachi?
I don't know what it is. All I know, it's like a big fucking head. And you can massage your, I use it for everything. I massage my head, my ear, my back, my neck, my pussy, my ass.
It's probably the Hitachi because it started out as a regular massager, but, you know, us freaky-ass women made this bitch learn. We learned how to come with it. So I'm serious. I tell everybody, I am a Sex and the City fan. You know, I'm probably the one bitch, they'd be like, really, black chick, you what? Yes, I love Sex and the City. I love Samantha because that is my fucking idol. She is the reason why I'm a horny-ass 40-plus-year-old woman because that bitch has the art of sex down and enjoying it. You know, I tell everybody, now that's a good whore because not only do she have sex, this bitch getting paid. Well, so.
She's doing her motherfucking thing.
You know, but she had the Hitachi. And she went back to Brookstone because her Hitachi gave out on her on one episode. And it comes, she's like, my vibrator. And he's like, your massager. She's like, my vibrator. And he's like, your massager. And she's like, okay, that massager, it gave out. It's not working. So I know what you're talking about. Because it really wasn't so, you know, as a toy until, you know, we get down there, that bitch hit that clip. And like I said, I got the 7 speed. So I got 7 damn speeds.
Wow. I remember when I had the one, the old-fashioned one, when you had to plug it up into the fucking wall.
Yeah, I still got, that's the one I got. I have that one and the cordless one. My cordless one.
Oh, yeah,
one, I
have the cordless one.
I like the travel with it.
Yeah. I like my cordless one because of the simple fact when the lights go out, I can still get it in. I can put porn on my telephone, get my toy, and 2 seconds later, I'm having me shot.
Wow. Now, see, you know what? I don't like porn on my phone. I just don't get the full effect. I have to pull out my tablet.
I like my tablet, but the problem is every time I get a tablet, I end up freaking selling it. Something's wrong with me.
And you know what? And I guess I'm a gadget whore because I got a Nexus and I got that new Surface, the one that's got the touch screen when you just go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that one. I'm like loving that one. But, oh, my God. See, we, like I said, everybody listening on our conversation. And, again, this is a message from the chat room. So for those of y'all who think that I can't read, really, I'm looking because I forgot to, like, make the letters bigger and I'm too lazy to go put my glasses on. But this came from Joseph. And he wanted to say thank you. He's thanking me for having you on the show tonight. Joseph, I know you're going to come with us. He comes with me every week. This is one of my fans. And he listens and he comes with me. And Don Calypso said that you don't remember because you was wasted drunk for your first anal. You know what?
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Did he just call me out? You know what, Don Calypso? I'm going to post something on your Facebook page about that shit. He told me, stop trying to look cute. I'm on my bifocals. What it is that my prescription is actually different right now. So it's not about my bifocals. It's that they have to issue me a new prescription. And my doctor knows it because my eyes be playing with me. And I kind of messed up my contacts when I went to Vegas last year. Because I can't wear them out there. It's too dry. Even though I'm, you know, when they do AVN in January, it's too dry for me out there. So when I'm walking around, even though it's January, my contacts don't want to act right. So I end up pulling them off. And last time I was out there, I ripped a couple of them and I forgot to go order some new ones. So I've been like walking around without them. So I told my doctor about it. And he was like, when he see me, he'll get me a new prescription or something that will do better in that weather out there, since he didn't know I was going to Vegas. But, oh, my God, you know, like I said, we just having this girls conversation, and my chat room, I'm loving it. Welcome, chat room. You guys got it on blast. And Don Calypso is rolling, and Joseph is typing, and the chat room is on delay. So when people are typing, I can't see everything because I see that they're typing, but then I'm waiting on that pause for the message to pop up. So definitely, everybody, you know, we love you. For all my listeners who, people have called in, hung up. You know, Joseph is still on the phone. Joseph, if you have a question, you know, I can bring you on air. So, you know, if you want to, type in the chat room and let me know that you want to come back on air and I'll bring you back on. Because I know Don Calypso got the little mini-me who's trying to eat up the phone. So I know that, yeah. Oh, I see. I know my fans and my listeners like lives. I know who got babies around. I know who got a job. You know, I feel like I'm like part of the family. I know when folks get jobs and when they going to the gym. You know, and you know everything.
That's what you need to know.
You know, and he telling me about him going to the gym. I even, and see, me and him, we compete because we go to the gym about the same time in the morning. But I've been trying to go after the show. So it's like, when I say that my fans know that I know their business, you know, I'm congratulating folks. Hey, good job on that new job. So when I say I be all up in their business, if you allow me up in your business, I'm going to be up in it. You know, and I'm going to congratulate you when you have good things happen.
Can I give a shout out?
Sure.
I would like to give a shout out to my Facebook fan, Daniel Smith. I think I would like to, I would like to give a shout out to him. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining in and tune in because it's going to get nastier.
Oh, yeah. We just began. We got a few minutes. Well, we got about 40 minutes left. But, ooh, excuse me. I hate bronchitis weather. But, wow. Girl, I'm sitting here and, you know, my mind just went blank because guess what I started thinking about? Your ass. I just went to a whole new zone. I was like, damn. You know, because, see, you guys don't know. I get a chance to have, like, business cards in front of me. And her business card, you know, on one side of it, if you've never seen her and gotten her business card on the front, she got this, like, little baby doll on. And you'd be like, okay, that's a cute thing. And, you know, you don't think about nothing. Then you flip that bitch over and all you see is fucking ass. Round motherfucking ass. See, Nelly really needed her doing the apple bottom jeans. I kid you not. Because, see, people be like, okay, for one, I don't know, whoever bought Nelly or whoever your business partner is, that motherfucker need to realize them bitches on the website don't have apple bottoms. This is an apple bottom.
You got to have more than one look.
You know, his like models done changed up. It's like he got flat-ass bitches now. Yeah, I looked at the website, and it's no longer the Apple Bottoms website. It now takes you, like, to someplace else. They got Apple Bottoms on it. You know, Nelly kind of turned me off with that because I liked it better when it was the Apple Bottoms website, you know. But, but you guys, if you see her business card, you know, getting back to it, that's why I kind of lost my mind for a minute because, you know, she, like, got that perfect body. But when you see her ass, she'd be like, damn, just all ass. What'd you say?
I wasn't expecting all that. I thought it was going to... They be lost for words. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, she got it.
Yeah, because you just don't expect that, especially when you flip it over. You know, you get two views, and everybody don't get a business card when she asks for one. Okay,
I call them a two-for-one.
Most definitely. He's got three questions. Okay, Joseph, I'm going to bring you back on and ask these questions since you got three questions because you guys know that I have to try to read things. So, Joseph, I'm going to bring back on Joseph because he's been holding and he's been listening. So he said he's got three questions for you, Destiny. So you ready to take these questions from Joseph?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Hey, Joseph, baby.
Hey there, Hal.
Yes,
my questions are, let me see here. Have you all appeared in any music videos or planning to be in any music videos? Also, have you appeared on any live strip videos on DVD, like one from Danny Ash, or, and the third one is, who do you think you prefer dating, black guys or white guys? If you prefer dating black guys, that's all right with me. I just wanted to ask.
Well, I'm going to start off with the last one you said. Do I prefer dating black guys? Really, to me, cock doesn't have a color. It just has one color. Well, no, cock has a color, and it's only one color. Nut. Creamy, creamy, creamy white. So it doesn't matter on what color he is. Just long as he can give me a big fucking load on my face, we're perfect. And also, actually this Thursday in, I think it's Jersey Garden Malls, I actually did my first movie I'm in. I forgot the name of it. That's actually kind of bad because the premiere is in Jersey. Jersey Gardens Mall at the Fume, at the place where you watch movies. I just went into blonde mode right now.
That's all right, girl. You can always post it on Facebook.
And I'm also in two videos, and I don't know the name of them.
Okay. I just wanted to ask.
Well, that's why I have people on. Joseph?
Yes?
Did you have any more questions, sweetie?
Those were the only three. Just the last thing I wanted to say was thank you for bringing Destiny's Dream on your show.
Oh, you know what? I love Destiny.
If you two are welcome to leave me tweets on my Twitter page if you wish to.
Yes, Joseph is one of my loyal followers, so believe me, you know, you go in there and you see what he says. You know, that's why I have to always acknowledge him, you know, because I don't respond back to a lot of people unless they say something really crazy to me. Then I normally respond back, or normally I get a text message for warning me about a tweet. So when I get that, then I have to, like, be prepared for what I'm going to see. But thank you, Joseph. And, oh, guess what? Destiny is going to come with me tonight. So I got a special treat for everybody because I don't normally have my guests come with me. So we're going to get prepared for that. She told me that she's going to come with me. I'm holding her to that. But
I definitely will give it to you.
I'm going to put you back on hold, sweetie.
All right.
Okay, that was Joseph. He is like one of my loyal followers. And he is such a sweetheart, you know. I'm always, you know, when I give shout-outs to my followers, you know, when you have a person who is that loyal to you, you have to make sure you acknowledge them and let them know, hey, thank you. Because without me, I wouldn't have a show. I'd just be on here talking for 2 fucking hours. But I'm going to take you to the V-Spot, because now the V-Spot is where, naturally, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to ask. I never know. Most of my shit isn't scripted anyway. But in the V-Spot is where I like it all up in your business. I mean, really up into it, the nasty part of the business where, you know, I never know what I'm going to ask. So you ready to go to the V-Spot?
Hell yeah, take me there.
Okay, and like I said, I don't never know what I'm going to ask. And anybody who want to chime in with a question for the V-Spot, go on and take it up in there, because y'all know I ain't got no damn good sense. You know, I guess the first thing, you know, Don Calypso getting ready on me about tossing salads. So, but I'm going to go over here. This is my question. Like I said, you know, I'm a fantasy type of girl. I have fantasies all the time. Who is the one person that you fantasize about having sex with, male or female?
Tell you true, whatever comes to my mind. Sometimes it can be just a random person. I never have one set person. It's just, I don't know. I could just see someone and I want to come.
Okay, then my next question is, what is your fantasy fuck? And when I say fantasy fuck, like, I guess the best way to describe it is tell you guys my fantasy fuck. My fantasy fuck is having my man fucking a bitch, but having her, like, in a 69 setting and me sucking her fucking clit while she eating my pussy while he fucking her. That's my fantasy fuck. So, so what is your fantasy fuck?
It's actually kind of weird because it has to do with snow, rose petals, candles, outside on a blanket.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the cold, huh?
Yeah, I want to get cold, but I want to feel warm. I want my body to feel warm. I want to get warm from my pussy to my head. To my toes,
wow.
In that order.
Hey, you in Jersey, so you like in the perfect place for it because you guys get real fucking snow. You know, we get fake snow here for whatever reason. Here in Michigan, we get the fake snow. We ain't been getting real snow lately. You know, so that could probably happen. You know, get the right person. You know, get them rose petals. Get you out there. Next thing you know, it'll be a new video.
They just better take the call.
You know what? I'm sure when they see you, motherfuckers be hard. They be like, okay, what you want, baby? Dick be on rock. That motherfucker be saluting. Just tell me where to go. They have everything laid out. They'll be fucking still hard, and then they'll be like, okay. And you be like, damn, y'all forget that it's fucking cold outside. But you know what? Y'all will probably melt the damn snow.
Tell you y'all the truth, so I don't know how it's going to work out, but that's my fantasy.
That's a cool-ass fantasy.
But you know, I also want like a river of water coming down, you know? Some exotic shit.
Wow. That is a serious fantasy. Like I said, I've been having this one fantasy lately. I guess I'm into this fucking really threesome mode. That's why my fantasy is there. So, and for those of y'all who laugh and like, no, I have threesomes. I don't do men. I only do like other women with my threesomes. So it's like, you know, for whatever reason, I guess, you know, as they say, that 45-year-old horny-ass bitch mode been kicking in lately. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm, you know. But I want my man, I got to watch my man fuck somebody. I haven't watched him fuck a bitch lately. So, you know, I guess I'm kind of pissed.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Have you got married already?
Oh, no. You know what? We are, like, on that whole mode. But, I mean, I don't call it a whole mode. We both enjoying what we're doing. You know, we're in a very committed relationship. But when you are both in industries where people see you, it's kind of, you know, I don't know how to put it. We kind of like laugh at it. You know, it's hard to explain because I don't talk about who he is. And mm-hmm. he knows that I won't use his name, but, you know, he's a public figure. So it's one of those things where when we do things, it's always funny. And we've talked about getting married, but the fact that, you know, I like a man that I could say I want to fuck another bitch with. So... Why do
but tell me, have you dreamed about it? Because I have my dream wedding, but it's something extravagant. Like, my dream wedding, everybody's going to want an invitation to my shit, because my shit's going to get real.
You know what? I've had a wedding before, got married. Wow. Oh, damn, 25 years ago. Oh, no, I had to think. I always had to think how long ago. It was 25 years ago I got married. That lasted all of 4 years. Good thing it only lasted 4 years. I got two beautiful children out of it, though. But
no, what I want to do, it's really more about fucking. I want everybody to show up to my wedding butt naked, and everybody has to be fucking.
Oh, can I come?
That's the dream wedding.
I want to come. When you get married, I want to come. Do we have to fuck? Do we have to fuck
I'm not going to get married for real. It's going to be actually a scene.
No, but I'm saying, I can't do no scenes, you know. bitch is a, you know, at-home freak, you know. I ain't trying to show my, you know, the things that y'all don't see.
Yeah.
The things that the camera don't hide.
The X-rated double X.
You know. I have me and somebody else in my bedroom. But, oh, so you done had your fantasy. Every guest has to answer this question. And see, I already know you like toys. What is your favorite toy?
My favorite toy? Hold on, I have to go get it because I can't remember the name of it. I just know I like to use it.
Wow. Now, see, this is how you know you got smart. They got to go get that toy. I love this shit. And Joseph, I have bronchitis, and what happens is because when it gets real humid here, I it acts up, and I'm also a runner, So I haven't been resting. Normally when I have a bronchitis attack, I have to take a break and rest. So, but thank you for hoping I feel better for you. I actually feel great. It's just that when it's humid, I get a really bad cough and I have to break up the mucus so that I can get back right. So probably in another week or so, I should be clear. But cough drops and Mucinex works very great. My doctor won't give me any drugs unless I have an asthma attack, and I have been blessed. I've been going on 4 years without having to use an inhaler, and this summer I'm still going through it, but thank you for saying you hope I feel better. I just got bronchitis, and if I put it down and quit running. If I quit running, I probably could get better, but I have to run.
You'll be all right. Just suck a dick every morning and every night, and your bronchitis will be cleared up by morning time.
Baby, did you hear that? She told me I need to suck a dick every night, so come home. Whatever time you get off work tonight, I'll suck your dick. And she said I'd be better. I got it. Ooh. My caller is back that dropped earlier. He's got another question.
Ooh, what's the question?
Hey, sweetie.
What's up again, lady?
We lost you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to run out and go do something real quick.
So what's your question?
Well, my thanks to the both of y'all. Well, it's like a two-part question, but no, please, the Destiny. Now, what is the longest time that you've actually, like, stayed wet, had sex, and just went at it, like, basically just let a dude tap out? And in this dude, what is the longest dick size you've ever taken?
Wait a minute, what is the longest what I've taken?
Dick size you've ever taken.
The longest dick size? I haven't measured. You know what? I'll let Destiny answer first because I got to think about that one.
the biggest dick that I took, I don't remember his name, but I think he was like, 14 and a half inches, maybe bigger, but all I know, it was like a roller.
Hold on, you talking with my boy Mo the Monster?
His new name is Mo Johnson now, okay? Get it right, it's Mo Johnson.
Yo, that's what's up.
How are you?
That's my boy representing the union every day, all day.
Mm-hmm. You got that long for days. He's actually the one that I practice overnight for my anal scene.
Oh, that's what's up.
He actually broke me in the night before, and I was like, okay, all right, this anal scene ain't shit. Let me go do this.
No pun intended on the broke, huh?
No, he took his time with me. His name was LT. He actually got my very, very first anal scene, and he took his time with me. I was actually very pleased. I thought he was just going to fucking bone rush my shit. He actually took his time with me and said, you ready? I'm going to put it in your ass. It's going in your ass. It's in your ass.
That's what's up.
Wow, and to answer your question, the longest I've taken, I actually would have to say it would be the pro ball player that I was talking about earlier that I dated. He actually, I'm going to put your business out there. So if you listen to my show, I ain't going to say your name, but he's a semi-pro ball player. He used to play in Brazil, and we dated for a few months back about 7-8 years ago. And he, oh boy, had to be, I'm going to give an estimate, 12-13 inches. And actually, I couldn't even take it all in me. You know, I'm being real about that. But that would probably be the biggest. And I mean, he wasn't just long, he was fucking thick as hell. But that would probably be the longest, you know. And why you all, wait a minute, why am I calling? callers all up in my fucking business. I'm doing an interview and my ass fucking just answering like it ain't shit. Wait a minute. You know what? See, you motherfuckers always get me. Every week somebody gets me like I'm being fucking interviewed. I'm the damn interviewer here now. Shit. Goddamn listeners, you know, my motherfucking fans always get my ass. I'm the fucking interviewer. Shit. Every week somebody gets me. Every week. Either the Destiny already interviewed me and asked me about my fantasies and shit. You done fucking got me into my ass. Come on, let me think about this and ask this.
You know what's going down tonight? We're gonna be coming.
Yeah, we're coming together. This will be the first time I had a guest come with me. Most of my guests hang up. Mm-hmm. So I got guests that are coming with me tonight. And you know what? Me and Destiny going to have some fun. Like I said, I got that new toy. So I'm going to be having fun with that. I already tested it. Y'all know I don't test the toy without coming on the air before I come on the air. So this is going to be fun. This rabbit is like going to be hitting some fucking clip big time. Wow. You know, now that y'all done put me on the spot, I got to get my shameless plugs in. For those of you who guys are listening, you know, as they say, still got bills to pay, got the last 15 minutes, but I'm going to do this without putting the commercial on. I will be in Atlanta, Georgia for one day only, September 15th. I'll be at the Courtyard Marriott downtown. This will be one of the few times that I'm holding seminars outside of the Exotica Arena. It's $25, but that $25 is going to get you admission to the seminar. It's going to get you entered into the contest to get a one-day VIP pass to Exotica Edison, New Jersey. And you're walking out with a gift from me. And you're going to get 2 hours of the best teaching that you've ever had. You know, there will be a question-answer session. So it won't just be me talking. At the end of the seminar, we're going to have like about a 30-minute question-answer session where people will get a chance to ask me questions. You know, I am an expert in my field. For anybody who doesn't understand this, when I did seminars for Exotica, those videos are posted already on YouTube. The commercial is posted. I've been doing this over 7 years. This is not something new to me. So for you guys to say, oh, she just runs her mouth on the radio. No, this is what I do. I am an expert in this field. You know, I am the beautiful. I won't even say I'm Dr. Ruth because I'm Miss V. Dr. Ruth ain't got shit on me because I use my fucking toys. Okay?
I got a question.
You putting me on the spot again?
Is it going to be a 2-hour hands-on seminar?
It will not be hands-on because the arenas that I go to, you know, these are teaching seminars. But what it will be is that there will be a PowerPoint that will be going on. But a lot of it is, you know what, I'll take that back. It will be semi-hands-on because I like to interact with my audience. So depending and sitting close to the front is not going to guarantee that you're going to get used in a demo. I don't touch anybody who doesn't want to. So for anyone who comes, don't think that I don't do audience participation. I do audience participation when I do Exotica. I just can't stand there and talk. So the foreplay seminar, you know, I will be hands-on. I also will be hands-on. There are two different seminars. It'll be foreplay, how to please your mate without sex, and the other one will be how to have a threesome without a third person. Those are two separate seminars held on the same day at two different times. You know, if you've never been to a sex seminar, it's educational, it's hands-on. I will have some props there just so people will understand. And, you know, this is a chance for people who cannot make it to Exotica or feel like that's not a comfortable setting. This is an intimate setting, a very intimate setting, because you don't have anything else around. This is a room that we'll be in. Once the doors are closed, you know, the doors are going to close 10 minutes after the seminar is supposed to start, so you won't be able to get in like at 2:30. You know, if you pay for a 2 o'clock seminar, you're going to be listed for that 2 o'clock seminar. At 2:10 or 2:15, they're closing the doors. You're in. You know, so for anybody who's on WP time, CP time, Puerto Rican time, whatever time you think you own, we're on Miss V time. And Miss V time say to come 10 after 2 or 10 after 1, whatever times these seminars start, because I don't have the times in front of me. them doors are going to close because we have to adhere to a time schedule for these rooms. But it will be very hands-on. It will be very educational. Like I said, if you've never been to one of my seminars, I love to teach people, and this is a chance for – this is a couple seminars. So for anybody who thinks that, oh, this is just for women, this is really for couples. You know, couples have a lot of things they want to do, and this is a chance for you as a couple, be it female-female, male-male, male-female, you know, or if you are in a menage a trois relationship, then
yes.
This is a way, you know, for everybody to interact and to learn different things, because a lot of times we think that we need another person there or we need things to go on, and this is a form where I really will be doing questions and answers. It's going to be very educational. I will be silly and serious at the same time, but if you've never been to a seminar like this, come out. See, get a chance to ask some questions. Like I said, that one-day ticket to Exotica is going to more than pay for, you know, the seminar. Because I think the VIP, I haven't checked it, because I think it's in Destiny. I don't know if you know, but I think, what is it, $75, $80 for a VIP ticket?
Yeah. Well, I really don't pay attention to it.
You know, I try to look, but I know that it's, put it like this, it's not $10 for VIP. So I'm thinking that it's, I know it's more than $50. So you figure $25 to come to a two-hour seminar, you're walking out with a gift. Everybody who comes to that seminar is walking out with a gift.
Nice.
You know. So you figure the gift in itself is going to pay for the seminar. But if you win that VIP pass to Exotica, then, hey, all you got to do is get to New Jersey and pay for your hotel room because you got one day paid for. And that's something that you can't put a price tag on.
Can we get the VIP pass and Destiny?
I can't speak for Destiny. She wasn't part of my package.
I'll be at Exotica. I'll be there, and I'll be as slutty as I want to be. As slutty as I feel that day.
Oh, Miss V, I might have to take off my mask for this one.
Wow. Wait a minute. So this, who am I talking to? See, now I'm real curious, because you said you might have to take off your mask. Who am I talking to?
The one and only Mr. Satisfaction.
Oh, my God. I wasn't even paying attention. I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm so sorry. Now, I just got caught off guard. I apologize, baby. I did not know that was you. For everybody, this is Mr. Satisfaction out in New York. He's not only one of my guests, he has a lot of conversations with me on Twitter. And
you didn't remember him?
Well, he was my guest, but it's like the voice throws me off.
Mm.
And then he said shit. I be trying to not respond because I think he said a few days ago that he wanted to come or something about my legs. I can't remember. The shit threw me off, and I think I was out and about, and I had to, you know, like, close my damn Twitter up on my phone. Damn.
Hey. Yeah, I'm actually behaving tonight, you know.
Y'all, because going to be, you know,
I don't know if I'm going to be able to behave, especially if I see Destiny.
Oh, my God.
He can't even behave right now. He ain't no way. He ready to cut up.
Like I said, it threw me off, so I had to apologize. You know, I really have to apologize because I don't normally do that. But Destiny, before we get to our coming and everything, tell everybody who's listening how they can contact you and where they can find you at on the computer.
They can find me actually at Destiny Dream XXX. That's my website. And that's also my Twitter and my Instagram. And I think my Facebook is Destiny Dream X, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
It's Destiny Dream XXX and Destiny Dream Sex. It's like where I have little blogs. And that's also on Twitter.
And your website is DestinyDreamXXX.com?
Yes, DestinyDreamXXX.com.
And then at the Dream Collection is where they can get all your merchandise?
Exactly. That's coming soon. That's a website that's coming soon.
So, .net. Oh, .net? Well, that's a good thing. So I wanted to make sure we got that plug in because I wanted to make sure you get credit. And Mr. Satisfaction, since I got your crazy ass on here, you know, put me on the spot again. Tell everybody how they can contact you since you was a impromptu fuck my damn world around guest tonight. You know what? How dare you catch me off guard like that? Somebody has their radio going in the background. I keep hearing feedback. So, Mr. Satisfaction?
Yes, ma'am.
Will you give everybody your information so they know how to contact you?
Oh, yeah, y'all can follow me on Twitter, you know, XXX Satisfaction. You know, or y'all can Google Mr. Satisfaction, XXX. I think what else is there? Facebook, Mr. Satisfaction, XXX. You know, if y'all want to book me for scenes, you know, it's Mr. Satisfaction, XXX at gmail.com and so forth. You know, I'll definitely be at Exotica. You know, I'm going to be creeping around and shit like that. You know, I feel like everybody should go, I really am. I'm on my Clark Kent Superman status. You know, but but definitely, you know, like I said, I just follow me on Twitter, man. I got some interesting things for y'all, you know, especially some good clips and stuff like that. And hopefully, you know, one day I'll be able to shoot with Destiny and stuff like that. I'm not that tazzled about that.
Okay, and while everybody wondering what y'all hearing in the background, you know, it's almost time for that toy demo, so I had to make sure I plugged up the wand and made sure all seven seeds were going. Had to make sure that was going to make sure everything vibrating good. So, yeah. Joseph, I know you're ready to come.
People,
I'm telling you, everybody, get your lube out. Get your lube ready because it's about that time since Destiny going to come with me. You know, we going to have fun.
No, but I'm thinking I should use my drill dough. I don't know if I should use my vibrator or my drill dough. I can't make up my mind. For anybody that knows about my drill dough, it's like a fucking drill, and it has a cock on it, and it's like 13 inches.
Oh, my God.
Maybe longer.
It's
really, really thick, and I have fun putting it in my mouth, see how far I can get it.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Well, you know what? Since we're down to the last 7 minutes, I got to do my show wrap-up. So I'm not even going to put nobody on hold. Mr. Satisfaction, you just want to stay and listen while we got all the guests in the chat room listening? Oh, I got
damn right.
Okay, I got all. You know what? We got an audience tonight. You know, I got to, you know, as they say, normally I have people on hold when I do this, but hey, it's a fucking new day. I got to thank Destiny for coming on tonight, you know. But in the coming weeks, I got Adult Film Star Cali Dreams. Wait a minute, Cali Dreams is next week. I've got, oh my God, this fabulous neo soul artist. Her name is Angela Lynn Davis, and I actually got a chance to have her music, and we're going to be listening to a few of her songs. That's going to be on August 27th. September 2nd, we're going into a new month. I got Mistress Thick. Now, if nobody has never met Mistress Thick, her and Mistress C do the dungeon together at the Exoticas. And she is not only a beautiful woman, she is fabulous, but, you know, I'm going to be all up in that fetish business because she has a slave that does foot massages. So I'm hoping that she's going to be at Exotica. Yeah. And she told me to have her slave do my foot massage. So I'm hoping that she's going to be at Exotica because I got to take her up on it. I ain't get a chance to get it. But I'm going to have her on the second, you know. So, you know, we got three fabulous guests coming up. Next week, the sexy Cali Dreams. I get to get all up in her business. Maybe she'll come with me, too. And then I got neo-soul artist Angela Lynn Davis. That show, you know, right now we're working. I can't guarantee this, but I want you guys to listen up because this is a really good thing. This, the August 27th show, I may not be able to come on air because there is another radio station that's also on Tuesday nights that airs from 8 to 10. And they've asked me to come do my show at their location because they want to be on, want me to be on their show. So I may be actually broadcasting live from a different spot. And if that's the case on the 27th, this will be the first time I will have my guest live in studio with me because of the location. And like I said, it's not locked in. We're still working on the details to make sure we had the right connections and to make sure we get everything done. But that's going to be a special show because I've actually heard this person live. So, you know, it's not just getting a CD. Normally I get a CD of a person and hear it. I actually got a chance to listen to this chick. Oh, my God. For her to be so young, she has a fabulous voice. And, you know, I'm hoping that she goes far. She's a local artist here in Detroit. So it's always great when I could bring a local artist onto the show. And it's more great that, you know, that particular night I may be doing two shows live, which will be strange. So if you guys call in and you say, what the hell is going on? Because you hear two different things going on, which means that that 9 o'clock hour, I will probably be on two radio shows at one time. I'll be doing me and I'll be doing the other show. And that's something that we're working on, but we're shooting for that for the 27th. We're not sure that's going to happen. If that does happen, that would be the first time I will have a guest live in studio with me. But the September 2nd, we're going to get all up in the business, but is everybody ready for that live toy demo? You know, for those of you who don't know, my live toy demo is always the featured toy. It's the Wand Essentials Rabbit Attachment. Now, when I say rabbit attachment, you have to have a Hitachi wand. This goes on the end of your wand. This one is the attachment that has the rabbit on it. It has like a small dildo. I like the rabbit part of the ears because you guys know I love my clit hit. But it's only $25. This is the great thing. For $25, your ass can come hard. And that's cheap. That's cheaper than a street corner hole, okay? And the crack addict I think charged $5, but she might not let you come right. I don't know about that. But this one, no diseases, safe sex, and you come. So that's gonna be the demo. That's what I'm demoing this week. And Destiny hasn't decided what she's gonna do, but she's gonna come with me. So we're gonna come together because we got 2 minutes left and we gotta get this going. And make sure you guys follow. I done got everybody else's plugs. Get my plug in. Make sure you guys follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And I am on Twitter, and I just answer back, or I at least acknowledge you. So you ready, Destiny?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. I'm going with mine, so Destiny, you could do whatever you want when you're on, because I'm ready to get this going.
Oh, I'm already started. I've been in my toilet, man.
I've been stroking.
Yeah,
I've been trying to get it. Oh, damn. Triple play. Oh, shit.
Oh,
fuck.
Well,
I hope you guys enjoy us. We're just going to finish this up, and we're not even going to do our intermission song. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Fuck you. So fucking weird. I'm so fucking weird. Oh my god. Fuck.
But you know what, everybody, this is the end of the show. I want to thank my guest, Destiny Dream. I actually got to go get ready for the gym, you know. I'll be nice and wet running on the treadmill. And Mr. Satisfaction, I want to thank you. Joseph, baby, I hope you came. I hope you enjoyed listening to us come.
Joseph. Give me that nut, boy.
And you know he's going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, Mr. Satisfaction probably done gave you 2 or 3.
Oh, shit. I got 5 more sessions for tonight.
Wow, did you say 5 more seconds?
No, I said 5 more sessions for tonight.
Exactly. Oh. Can never come too much. I have to come 6 times a day.
Hey, man, yeah. That's...
Or else I'll be like a real evil bitch.
And for everybody who's listening, yes, we're still recording. This is the beauty of this. We have like another 15, 20 minutes of recording if we all want to stay on. And well, excuse me, now I got hiccups. But I know when people having sets to go to, Joseph, sweetie, damn, now I got the damn hiccups. See, that tells you I didn't do something good.
I might have to change my name from Mr. Satisfaction to Protein Shake. That definitely gives me
a fit. I didn't even spit my energy drink out, Mr. Satisfaction. How dare you? I just took a sip and damn near spit that bitch out when you said protein drink.
Oh, wow.
You know, and this part of the show is what I call the after party. This is where, you know, like, we got Don Calypso who's still listening in, even though his ass need to be asleep. So, Don Calypso, if I got to change my gym session, it's me and you, okay? Understand, it's me and you, because your ass is at the gym at 4. If I got to wake up at fucking 3 o'clock to get to the gym, I'm going to beat your ass. I don't know where you live at. You know, you said you in Philly. Bitch ain't got no problem driving to Philly. You know I'll drive to fucking Atlantic City. I'm hopping my fucking car. Only beat your ass to come back. So,
good night, everybody. This is your girl, Destiny Dream.
Good night. Thank you for coming on, sweetie. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on.
I'll see you at the Zaga.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye, Mr. Satisfaction.
Yes.
We just got Destiny gone, and I'm gone. I'm going to actually try to get ready for the gym. It's 11 o'clock. It's 11:04. So I'll talk to you later. And that is the end of our show for tonight. I want to thank everybody who came on, and I know you guys are listening and we're having fun. So, good night, Joseph. Good night, all my guests. Good night, Don Calypso. Sweet dreams, everybody. Tune in next week when I'll have Kaylee Dreams.